Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1211, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday and happy 7 days before Christmas. I can't believe it, if you celebrate, of course. And welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions and I answer them for you. Now, folks often want to know my background and whether they can trust the information I share with them on this show. Well, I always say that I want this to be a place of truth, where if there's some myth that you've heard or something about nutrition or fitness or stress management or especially weight management that you have heard about, but you don't quite believe it, send me the question. Because what I do is I look at the research. I look at what the data say. And in fact, today's question is a great example of that. All right, let's finally get to today's question as we optimize your life.
Hey, Dr. Neil, Chad here, longtime listener and friend of the Optimal Living Network of shows. I have a question for you about diet. So for the last decade plus, I've been eating a quote unquote healthy gym diet, which to me means 6 to 7 meals a day, high protein, high healthy fats, pretty low carbs. I eat every 2 to 3 hours, and I'm always starving at mealtime, which includes right when I wake up and right before bed. As it sounds, this is kind of a part-time job, if not a full-time job, and I'm trying to move towards something that is less exhausting. So my question is, how important is meal timing as well as meal composition? So do you see any detriment from moving back to a 3-square meal a day program? Thanks, Dr. Neil.
Thank you so much for your questions, Chad. And thank you for being such a loyal listener to all of the podcasts within the OLD family. I should also mention that it was a pleasure meeting you in person at the OLD bowling event we hosted in what seems like a lifetime ago. Now, you asked me this question a while ago, but I hadn't forgotten it. Before I could give you an accurate answer, I had to wait until more studies were published to better understand the links between meal timing and hunger and meal timing and health status, like body weight or weight management. Well, thankfully, that day has finally arrived. Now, I do need to mention that even with published studies, nothing is ever set in stone. As new studies are performed, conclusions may change. Even so, here are what recent studies are finding when it comes to meal timing, hunger, and even managing body weight. First, the 6 meals a day thing. The 6 meals a day idea became popular really because of 2 main beliefs. One, it takes energy to digest and absorb the foods you eat, so you could potentially increase your metabolism by eating more frequent meals. And 2, if you don't wait too long in between meals, then you hopefully won't overeat at each meal. Well, it turns out that eating 6 small meals a day may not be the best choice for the average person. Notice I said average person. What I mean by this is someone that isn't a competitive athlete. For example, eating 6 meals each day would serve someone like Michael Phelps, pre-retirement, of course, but only because he was working out for 6 hours a day. For the rest of us, planning for and preparing 6 meals a day may not be necessary. First, we don't need that many calories each day. And second, as you said, Chad, it can be exhausting. In fact, studies have found that those that consume 6 meals a day are more likely to gain weight when compared to those that eat less frequently. When I used to see patients that would follow this type of eating plan, you know, the 6 meals a day thing, they would share status updates with me and often report that they would eat just because it was time to eat, not because they were actually hungry. They wanted to eat 6 meals each day because they thought it was helping them perform at their best and that they were burning extra calories by doing so. But then they found they weren't really hungry when it came time to eat. When my patients would share these experiences with me, as you can imagine, alarm bells would sound off in my head. I would ask myself, if this person is constantly eating when they're not really hungry, aren't they just developing a new bad habit? The bad habit of eating even though they're not hungry? So much of my time is often spent training people to eat only when they are truly hungry, and so this felt completely counterproductive. In fact, researchers agree. They found that when people do not eat intentionally, but instead consume their meals just because the clock says it's mealtime, these individuals may actually gain weight. And given many of my patients were trying to lose weight, this was counterproductive. And the research is now telling us that we need to find patterns of eating that complement our lifestyle. Chad, you mentioned that you've returned to eating 3 meals a day. If you find that this suits your lifestyle and helps you feel your best, then by all means, stick to eating 3 meals a day. Second, we really need to think about how a meal is defined. Does this mean that someone needs to eat a grain, a protein, a vegetable, and a piece of fruit 6 times a day? Well, what about portion sizes? For example, we know from lots of published studies that protein, water, and dietary fiber contribute to increased feelings of fullness. So if each meal consists of some protein and is relatively high in dietary fiber, and the person is really good about hydrating their body, they may not feel hungry for a few hours. And this is very normal. The one thing researchers do seem to agree on is that eating breakfast seems to be helpful for pretty much everyone. It may help improve our physical and mental performance throughout the day and may help prevent overconsumption of food the rest of the day. Now, the definition of breakfast does differ based on who you ask, but the standard definition is eating within 3 hours of waking after the longest period of sleep. So it's recommended that breakfast consists of about 300 to 500 calories and is composed of foods that are high in calcium, potassium, vitamin D, and dietary fiber. Now that all sounds very complicated, but check this out. An example of a breakfast that contains all of these nutrients would be something like this. Yogurt topped with fruit and nuts. That is all. The yogurt is a good source of calcium and contains some vitamin D and potassium. The fruit would provide some extra potassium, and both the fruit and the nuts would provide dietary fiber. Done. So here's the deal. Finding a meal pattern that suits you and your goals and lifestyle is probably most important. Next, take a look at the portion sizes and composition of your meals. Make sure your portion sizes are reasonable, and at a minimum, your meals consist of lean proteins, vegetables, and some whole grains. If you were to prioritize your meals, I would say breakfast is still the most important meal of the day. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And thank you so much for the questions, Chad. you'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. You can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice played on the show like Chad, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. I hope you have a wonderful start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.